Sorry about that. I'd like to welcome you to the First Friday Club on February. Our special presenters for today are the Walsh University Chamber Singers. Please silence your cell phones so that we can all enjoy today's program. After the presentation, you'll have opportunity to write down questions for our presenters. After the talk, we'll have a short announcement break to collect the questions and cards. It's now my pleasure to introduce Archbishop Hoban student Gracie Brink, who will offer our opening prayer.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
God of all creation, we are grateful for the opportunity to gather in fellowship today. Thank you for our conversations, this food, and all those who have prepared it. We thank you today for your gift of musicians. We know that every good and perfect gift comes from you. God, we ask you that you bless all who guide through the ministry of music worship. May musicians facilitate music that brings you glory. May their gifts create the atmosphere that lifts you up. Gracious and merciful God, we pray for their strength. May all musicians find joy in their work, and may it fill them with peace, comfort, and purpose. Fill musicians with your light and love as they generously share with the world. May we be inspired by their music. We pray in a special way for their intercession of Saint Cecilia, patron saint of musicians. Amen.
Thank you. It's now my pleasure to introduce our special presenters. It will be a special treat for all of us. We hope all of you enjoy this departure from our normal speakers to something that should be really entertaining and enlightening. The Walsh Chamber Singers are under the direction of Dr. Britt Cooper, who serves as professor of choral music and coordinator of visual and performing arts at Walsh University. He's also the conductor of the Summit Choral Society, director of the Chancel Choir at Christ Presbyterian Church, and former director of choruses for the Canton Symphony Orchestra. The Chamber Singers are part of the Walsh University Choral Program, a musical organization dedicated to the principle of demonstrating, enhancing, and creating true beauty through the gift of collective singing. Members serve as musical ambassadors, carrying the banner of Walsh University proudly in every rehearsal and performance. It's my pleasure to present the Walsh University Chamber Singers.
Alegría, aleluya, porque tu vida la mía proclamarán al Señor.
Good afternoon. Well, that's really loud. Oh, my, sorry. I'm so sorry. My name is Dr. Britt Cooper. I am the Director of Choral Activities at Walsh University. You've already heard far too much about me. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of our members of our choir at Walsh. Our choir numbers in the 40s. And how many people in here have ever sung in a choir, like at high school, college, anything? Hey, look at that. Yay, good. So all of you have had a day like this. The day where you've got a group that was going to be 12, and so 3 days ago, one of the basses said, oh, I forgot I have this thing in Columbus, can't be there. There's one. Then something else happened to another one. Then this morning, I get an email, and you can hear the sore throat in the email.
I'm so sorry, I can't make it.
And then one more of them showed up and then looked at me, turned green, and so I'm singing bass. Yeah. Woo! So this is just one of those days that choirs have. And so many of your hands went up, so you all know what I'm talking about. So you can all relate, and you can go, okay. So, with that disclaimer duly noted, we're still very happy to be here. And, how they go. So, the choral program at Walsh University is, you know, in its current form is about almost 20 years old. We'll call it 20, 21 years old. Where we have a full-time choral director administering the program, and we have a program that we use as for an ambassadorial role to be out in the community and making beautiful music and celebrating God and you know, finding ways to connect our students to the idea of human-made beauty in the world. So that is really what this group is about. Walsh University is not a place that has a lot of music majors and that sort of thing. Like most of the small private schools, we have a modest music program and a modest arts program, but we fight the good fight, and we're still trying to make beautiful music any way we can, anywhere we can. So we're grateful for the opportunity to be here and to share with you a little bit. Every sacred piece of music is a prayer of some ilk or another, right? In most instances, I really only know of two or three ways to pray. I'm a pretty simple guy. So one way is to say thank you. Thank you. Gracias agimus tibi. Sing a song. Hallelujah, right? What we just did is that kind of prayer. El cielo canta alegría is Spanish for yay God. I mean, basically, is what you're saying. And then,
it's not wrong.
And full of hallelujahs and everything else. Several of the other pieces we're going to do today are some of the other forms of prayer. The prayers that say, help us. The prayers that say, we need you. The prayers that say, we are in awe of you. And those sorts of prayers. The next one we're going to do comes to us from the Renaissance and comes to us from Palestrina, the great Catholic Italian master, and is a piece called Sicut Cervus, Latin for as the deer longs for water, so my soul longs for you. Okay, so, Sicut Cervus.
Sicut cervus desiderat ad fontes aqua, sicut cervus desiderat ad fontes aqua. Desiderat
ad fontes desiderat, ad fontes aquarum. Ita de
time in the history of the church. The next one we're going to do is also a Latin motet. We're going to do an Ave Maria for you. This one is newer, but is not modern. This was written in the 1930s, I believe, by a female composer named Rebecca Clark from England. And this features our sopranos and our altos. And we hope you enjoy it. This is Ave Maria. So the next piece we're going to do, we're cheating liturgically. This is an Advent piece. But that's okay, because the idea of expectation and awaiting the coming of the Savior is kind of a year-round thing, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to just sort of say that and pray for forgiveness. This piece is newer, 2016. It is a setting called Come Jesus Come. It's written by a composer named Alfred Fadak, who's actually written quite a bit of music for the Catholic Church and other denominations as well. This is called Come Jesus Come.
Come Jesus Come. Star, come with rays of joy and peace, word of hope whom fear would bar, from our darkness bring release. Come, holy child, come in flesh, in humble birth, word of love, though scorned, reviled, give our human life new worth. Come, Jesus, come. Come, living Lord. Come in sacraments, words still outpoured. Work in praise transcend. Jesus, come, come, King of Kings, come to rule on earth again, word for whom creation sings. Oh, come, Prince of Peace and Reign. Come, Jesus, come. Come, come, Prince of Peace and Reign.
Morning Star, Holy Child,
Jesus, remember me. when you come. And you repeat it over and over again. The end of that piece sort of turns into almost a meditative, repetitive, it has that quality to it. And I find that just so beautiful and charming and wonderful. What are we doing next? Ah, Simchon. The next piece we are going to do, I pulled out this year in light of what is going on in the world. It is a Hebrew piece. And one of the things I got to do this year, which I've never done before, was I was fortunate to, along with my wife, help lead music for High Holy Day services at Temple Israel in Canton. And this particular year of all years, that was extremely purposeful and meaningful for us. And so the lives of people in Israel and everywhere in the Middle East has been really on our minds this year. And so we have been singing this piece. In fact, it was the piece that was made a part of our Christmas e-card this year. Walsh sends a Christmas e-card out every year to the people who are part of our community. And of all the things we had done, they said, that's the piece we want to be a part of the Christmas e-card. I was like, okay. And so it's meaningful. The translation of which is Sim Shalom Tava Uvracha Aleinu Vakol Yisrael Amecha, which translates into English, grant peace, goodness, and blessing to us and all Israel, your people. Wow. This is Sim Shalom.
Sim shalom tova uvracha aleinu v'akol Yisrael amecha. Sim shalom, sim shalom, shalom tova aleinu. Sim shalom, sim shalom, tova uvracha aleinu v'hakol Yisrael amecha.
Hi, I'm Kate. I'm from Chicago, and I'm studying museum studies and art history.
Ooh, wow. Great.
Hi, I'm Leah. I'm from Wadsworth, Ohio, and I'm studying early childhood education.
All right. Hi, I'm Marina. I'm from Canal Fulton, Ohio, and I'm studying clinical laboratory science.
Ooh, wow. Hi, I'm Kale. I'm from McDonald, Ohio, and I am studying P-5 education.
Good for you.
Keep
It gets loud.
I'm Troy. I'm from North Canton, Ohio, and I am studying visual and performing arts.
Hello, I'm Sarah. I am from Cleveland, Ohio, and I'm studying theology and I'm minoring in business.
Hi, I'm Megan. I'm from Akron, Ohio, and I'm studying adolescent young adult education.
Okay. Yeah. Hi, I'm Alyssa. I'm from Randolph, Ohio, and I'm studying marketing.
My cohort in crime over there is Miss Lisa Mattifer. She is an instructor of piano and theory and visual and performing arts things, and she has been the accompanist at Walsh University for the choral program for 22 years. We have to carry the one. We forget. So we're all glad to be here. We're going to do one more sort of solemn piece, and then we're going to lighten things up a little bit. The piece that we're going to do now is a more modern piece written in the last 15 years or so. It was originally written as a simple folk song prayer by a woman named Eliza Gilkison, and it's called Requiem. And it is a hymn for the victims of natural disasters. And so it was written in the height, it was written around the time of earthquakes in the Caribbean. Now I'm forgetting which.
It was the tsunami in the Philippines.
Was it the tsunami in the Philippines?
Yes.
Okay. There have been so many. Sorry. But it was written in the midst of one of those terrible natural disasters, and the poetry of it is simple, the music of it is simple, but the message is terribly profound, and so we issue to you Requiem by Eliza Gilkison.
Thank you.
where we've fallen out of grace, to a higher place. In the dark night of the soul, a broken heart you can make whole. Oh, Mother Mary, come and carry us in your embrace. See your gentle face.
No. I don't think so. All right. So we're going to do two final pieces for you this morning, afternoon. This afternoon? This afternoon. These are exactly right, whatever time. So at Walsh University, we sing musics from disparate cultures. We will sometimes sing world music, as we did with the Spanish piece that you heard earlier. We also will draw from music from all American traditions of music. In fact, we're doing a concert on February the 23rd where we are celebrating American music primarily. And so we'll be singing the music of Aaron Copland, and we'll be singing folk hymns and stuff like that, but we will also be singing gospel and spirituals as well. This next piece we're going to do is actually a gospel piece called Total Praise. It's written by a guy named Richard Smallwood, and it has been a mainstay in gospel choirs for 20, 25 years. And I grew up in the Deep South, and I learned it down there. And this was one that the choir, the church choir that I sang in down there, would sing and just love, and just allowed you to just let it all hang out a little bit. And it's just it is a wonderfully, it's sweet and slow and affirming, but you get to let go a little bit. So we're gonna let go a little bit.
Lord, I will live. time of the storm. You are the source of my strength. You are the strength of my life. I lift my hands in total praise to you. Amen.
Imagine like the Mississippi Mass Choir with like 300 people doing that to get the full effect. And it's just sort of like, but it's wonderful music. So, so good. We are in the midst of a fundraising drive right now for the Walter University Choral Program. We are about to send 18 of our singers to Washington, D.C. to be a part of a Mass Choir event at the Kennedy Center. Singing for a Memorial Day concert there that will involve us performing with about 350 people singing, the Air Force Band. It's really going to be an extraordinary thing. It's also not free. And so we are continuing our fundraising efforts. And just a side note for all Catholic institutions. I know we have students here from, I think, four different Catholic high schools. Yay, Catholic high schools. All of them are in need of funding right now. All of them are, all private Catholic colleges right now are in need. So if there is one to whom you are personally connected and there is a way for you to help with your time, your talent, or your treasure, please do so, because they all need our help in order to survive and prosper in our current environment and in, as things have evolved, particularly since COVID, frankly. So anything you can do to lend a hand to Walsh or one of the other colleges or any of these fabulous high schools will be greatly appreciated. We're going to end our time with you today by singing a piece by a contemporary composer named Rollo Dilworth, and this piece is called I Sing Because I'm Happy.
I sing because I'm happy.
I sing because I'm free.
And I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy.
I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow.
And I know he watches me.
I sing.
Oh yes, I sing.
Because I'm happy.
Yes, I sing.
Because I'm free.
For his eye is on the sparrow. And I know he watches me.
because I sing.
Because I'm happy.
I sing. Oh, yes, I sing.
Because I'm free.
For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know.
Thank you again to the Waltz Chamber Singers for that entertaining, enlightening, and inspiring presentation. It's the most fun we've had in here in a long time. Our next First Friday Club gathering will be here Friday, March 1. Our program will feature senior students from our four Catholic high schools speaking about how God has walked with them through high school. If you're listening to, if you have questions, please hold them up, and our board members will pick them up if anyone has some. You can make reservations in three ways. Send a check for $25 to the First Friday Club, Post Office Box 13291 Fairlawn, 44334. Call at our phone, 330-535-7668, and also online using Eventbrite. Again, we have a great program for this year. I believe we did have some brochures, and we're still entertaining some group packages, and are asking all of you to please come back and also bring some of your friends. One more thing, at the most recent First Friday Club board meeting, we discussed the possibility of changing some future meetings to a breakfast format. We'd like to see hands of those of you who would be amenable to attending First Friday Club programs as a breakfast rather than a lunch. Anybody interested, raise your hand. We looked at it because it would open us up to allow to get more folks who are not able to attend because of job obligations, and if they could come in the morning, they would be able to come before work. And our high school presidents all assured us that they would be happy to bring their students for breakfast rather than for lunch. So we may be looking into that, or try to experiment with it. If you're on our mailing list, if you're not on our mailing list and are here today, please fill out one of the cards on the table to let us know. I want to recognize some folks. If you're a first-time attendee at First Friday Club, please raise your hand. Welcome our first-time attendees. Again, we want to welcome some of our most faithful attendees. We have students from Archbishop Hoban, Our Lady of the Elms, St. Vincent, St. Mary, and Walsh Jesuit High Schools. Give us a wave, students. And we also would like to recognize board members of the First Friday Club. Give us a wave, First Friday Club board members. Now for questions and answers.
We have some.
One is X'd out, so I don't know.
He already did it.
Okay. Then this is for Dr. Cooper. Traditionally, in applause, the appropriate sign or thank you after hymns.
After hymns?
It depends on what church, absolutely. I would say that as long as you know what you're applauding for and what you're really applauding, that's always been my rule. If you're applauding hymns because the organist did a great job, then maybe think about that. But if you're saying, if through your applause you're saying God is good all the time and all the time God is good, then maybe. It depends on the circumstance. I think, you know, there are a lot of times, the church where I serve is not a Catholic church, it's a Presbyterian church. And they are very reticent to ever applaud anything, unless the little babies are singing. And then they applaud that. But we'll do spirituals and we'll get, you know, really into it and all that sort of stuff and do that, and then there'll just be dead silence. And it feels kind of weird.
Yeah.
It feels kind of weird. But obviously most music, I think 95% of the time applauding in church is kind of weird, because, you know, the way I think about it is that when they sing, in this circumstance it's fine, but if we were in church and we were a part of Mass or something like that, and they do something as a part of an offertory or a communion reflection or something, at that moment you are worshiping God, and the people who are in the room are there to witness your worship experience, and through that hopefully fulfill their worship more completely. And so I don't know that that's something that warrants applause. So I didn't really answer your question.
Okay, this one is for all the choristers, and they can pass it around. And they don't have to, but just pass it. What inspires you to sing?
I think everything. Everything that's beautiful in the world inspires me to sing.
Good. Good answer.
I've just been doing it for so long, I don't know how to do anything else.
It's like we said in our last song, I sing because it makes me happy.
Being able to take effort and turn it into beauty is how I feel most fulfilled in life, and that's what inspires me to sing.
I like singing for the Lord, so yeah. The end.
I love singing because you get to be a part of a community, and then also I just love it, and I think that you can create very beautiful things with it with others.
I sing because it's a distraction and it keeps me busy. So, and what Megan said. Say it because I'm happy, I guess. I got nothing else.
I think I'm inspired to sing because the Lord gave us all of these gifts, and I want to praise Him with what He gives me.
All right.
This could be for Dr. Cooper. It could be for some of the choristers too. What is your usual rehearsal process?
Running your head into a brick.
No. We rehearse 2 times a week for an hour and a half. And, the process of putting any piece of music together is to start with the mechanics and get to the poetry. That's a very hoity-toity thing to say. But basically you have to start with get the words in the right place, get the notes right, get the rhythms right, all that sort of stuff. And from there, you get to the place where you turn it into something which transforms into spirit. Because That's kind of the thing that the arts do. The answer to the question, why does the church need the arts, is in the miracle that we provide the reciprocal miracle of what's talked about in the Gospel of John. In the Gospel of John, the Word was made flesh. In the arts, the flesh become word. Stuff transforms into spirit. Now, I honestly can't tell you how that happens, but in the process of rehearsing, we try to get from stuff to spirit.
You do a good job.
Thank you. So that is kind of what we do.
That's the questions, and thank you so much again.
One more. Can you give us the particulars about your concert?
On February 23rd?
Yeah.
February 23rd, it will be on campus in a building called the Global Learning Center. It'll be at 7 o'clock, free admission. We're going to be doing some music that the singers that are going to Washington, D.C. will be singing for that. So there will be some pieces that are being sung there. There's a setting of Deep River. There's a setting of Shenandoah that we're doing on that program. That's lovely. We're doing some other American folk hymns and spirituals. Lisa directs our handbell choir, and the handbells will also be performing. It's going to be a nice evening. For us to share some American music together. I haven't done an all-American program at Walsh. I've done just about everything else, but I haven't done that. So this is a fun thing for us to do.
Tough one. Do you know the address for us GPS people?
Sure. 2020 East Maple Street. And the zip is 44720, as in North Canton, Ohio.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
There should be... should be information on the university website,
I would assume. We will make sure there is. Yes, there will be.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Cool.
You may have to ask for the building once you're on campus.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
We'll find it.
You'll find it. Follow the herd.
Again, let's show our appreciation. Dr. Cooper, you should have somebody at the door like they do at the theaters with a hat to take up the collection.
Bondar Washington.
That's right.
Yeah. It's now my pleasure to introduce Archbishop Hovind student Caitlin Llewellyn, who will offer our closing prayer.
Thank you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. In honor of the end of Catholic School Week, we will close today with a prayer for our Catholic school communities. Gracious and loving God, you sent forth your Son, Jesus, as a beacon of hope for all people. As teacher, he has given us the prime example of the importance of education. As disciples, we look to him for inspiration and strength. Thank you for the many sisters, brothers, priests, and lay people who have dedicated their lives and service for our Catholic schools. Thank you for our teachers and administrators who sustain our school today. Thank you for our parents who've given support and witnessed the importance of Catholic education in their daily lives. Thank you for our student bodies who work hard to further their education. Bless all our schools and the many people who advance our mission. May our buildings be home for those who seek to grow in faith, knowledge, and service of others. May our communities always support one another and exhibit the hospitality of Christ to all who pass through our doors. Fill our minds with knowledge, wisdom, and zeal. May our understanding of the world help us grow in appreciation for it. Fill our hearts with gladness. May we always turn to you in times of need, and may we recognize your providence in our lives. Fill our hands with the tools we need to serve others. May we show them your unceasing love through our actions. On this feast of the presentation of the Lord, may we continue to be disciples with hope to bring. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Caitlin. Please enjoy the rest of your Heart Health Awareness Day and presentation of our Lord. Safe travels.